You're listening to the Saturday Morning with Jack Tame podcast from Newstalk ZB.
And our travel correspondent is Mike Yardley. He is with us. Kia ora, Mike.
Kia ora, Jack. Now tell me, I'm travelling at the moment, so I didn't see the great game last night, but I have seen a headline. Was the Crusaders team really that good?
Look, they are always really that good. I know it hasn't been the strongest start to the season, but look, 39-0, there's no way you can win 39-0 in the professional era and not be, well, emphatic at the very least. But, you know, if it was 39-0 against the Chiefs or the Hurricanes, yeah, then I might feel slightly better. But look, you know, 39-0 against the Rebels is still a 39-0 victory, so we will take it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just... It's tough, eh? I mean, it's a, you know, it has been really tricky, and I'm glad that you know, the Crusaders boss has come out and emphatically said there will be no changes to Vern Cotter's position at this stage of the season. We're not thinking of anything like that. All of that talk is just rubbish because they have gone through such a big change. But yeah, I'm sure there will be plenty of collective sighs of, you know, an almighty collective sigh of relief around our hometown today, just seeing that result last night. Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway,
yep, very sweet.
We're focusing on Sydney this morning. An autumn fling with Sydney, one of the world's great cities in my opinion. But if you have scaled the bridge climb, there is another great way to start the day on the harbour.
Indeed, Jack. I love the bridge climb, and I would say it's one of those bucket list experiences you've got to do, to the point where I have done it several times. But if you have got over that particular bucket list item and you're looking for something really distinctive as a way to celebrate daybreak, I have got the idea for you, a sunrise kayak tour with glorious photo opportunities in the morning calm as you sort of plod about Sydney Harbour. Oh. It really is quite something. And there's this little company called Sydney by Kayak. Very self-explanatory sort of title, I thought.
Yeah.
And they run these early bird tours from Lavender Bay while most Sydney-siders are still reaching over to hit the snooze button. But the thing about harbour water at dawn, it is such a mill pond, you know.
Yeah.
It's velvety smooth, and there's just a real peacefulness to the thrusting city of Sydney.
Yeah.
At 6, 7 in the morning. The kayaks are so stable as well because of the water being so calm. So it's really a doddle just to paddle around Luna Park, then you go under the coat hanger and you get into position before that first bolt of sunlight striking Sydney Opera House.
Yeah.
I highly recommend.
Nice. Hey, what's new at Luna Park?
Yes, Sonic Neon has just opened. Ooh. Jack, and they've sort of transformed the grand old Crystal Palace building at Luna Park for this attraction. Once again, as the name would suggest, Sonic Neon, it takes you on a very trippy journey, and you go through six different rooms in this building, and you just feel consumed by state-of-the-art visuals and a layered soundscape. It's a transportive experience, Jack Tame, very transportive.
Yeah.
You will want to go stone-cold sober, and I did, I have to say. I was extremely responsible. Because I reckon if you went there half cut, I don't know if you'd actually come out again.
You'd be stuck there for good.
It's discombobulating enough without any added extras.
Yeah. Hey, Vivid is fast approaching, right?
Yes, glimmering on the horizon, one of the greatest light shows in the world, and all of those epic projections and installations are just a few weeks away. In fact, only 4 weeks away. The annual extravaganza is back. If you're wondering, it's on until mid-June this year.
Yeah.
And, of course, every year, Jack, and I've been running this for 15 years now, but every year they try and switch it up and do something a wee bit different. They haven't released the full program yet, but one little sort of sneak peek they have revealed is that a new feature this year will be 40-kilometre-long laser beams.
Whoa.
Which are going to be projecting off from Sydney Tower. Now, I reckon at 40 kilometres, that would mean if you're in the Blue Mountains,
yeah,
you know, if you're in Katoomba, I reckon you would be able to see those laser beams coming off Sydney Tower, which is quite amazing.
40 Ks?
That's,
yeah. I wonder if they move, because that could be really... I feel like there could be some... unexpected consequences, maybe some negative ones.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well, that'll be incredible to see. So what exhibitions are turning heads in Sydney at the moment?
There are two really good exhibitions I would highly suggest people check out if you are heading over there. First of all, the Australian Maritime Museum, they are currently staging the Ocean Photographer of the Year exhibition.
Mm.
And it's just the most mesmerising walk through ocean wildlife. They've got 100 of the most amazing shots ever snapped of marine wildlife. And the other big headliner, and it's just opened, Diana, Accredited Access, it's called. So this exhibition documents the life of Diana, and it's on until July. It actually had a sold-out tour right across North America. So hot on those regal heels. It's Sydney's turn with the honours of this. And it actually seems to be trading very much on the back of the crown.
Yeah.
Because the exhibition sort of angle is it showcases her version of events as told through the lens of her official photographer, Anwar Hussein. But, a really personal account of the late Princess Diana.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds interesting. What about Kai? Any destination dining tips? What are the hot tickets?
Yes. The trending Italian stallion sparking up Surrey Hills is Pellegrino 2000. And if that name is familiar, you may recall, and I know you're very dutiful on these things, Jack, when Taylor Swift was taking her ridiculous swing through Sydney a few weeks ago, this is the place she went out to dine at and, well, just created havoc in the process.
Yeah, yeah.
Pellegrino 2000, yeah. It's like this Italian garage-style trattoria. Lots of vintage photographs, packets of pasta hanging from the walls, olive oil bottles and fresh tomatoes. Couple of tips off the menu I would recommend. Their prawn ravioli, bathed in brown butter and sage sauce. Absolutely superb. And for dessert, sink into a crema caramello, which is served with this billowing plate of cream, not dissimilar to the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Oh, my gosh.
And finish it all off with adults-only limoncello jelly shots. Great fun. And the other thing is that the guys behind Pellegrino, last year they opened up Clam Bar, which is very close to Circular Quay, and you really want to go there for your spaghetti with clams. It's absolutely delicious. And the other thing they do, it's like a hint to 1970s dining. They do the most succulent prawn cocktail.
Yeah.
That is worth a reservation alone.
How did you get a reservation to Pellegrino? I'm not for a moment suggesting that you don't have Taylor Swift's star power, but did you have to pull any strings or anything?
No, I actually went on a weeknight, which would be my top tip.
At 3:30 in the afternoon, yeah.
Exactly.
No, very good. I'm going to add one little tip because I love Sydney. I love eating in Sydney. The Tame family favourite for cheap eats is Abdul's in Surrey Hill. It's a very cheap and cheerful Lebanese place. And it's remarkable. Like, the food just speaks for itself. Well, I've been going there since we were little kids. So Abdul's is my tip. And what about a nightcap? What's trending in terms of cocktails?
Yes, couple of tips. I think we probably will agree that Sydney's favourite house is the Sydney Opera House. But I reckon the second favourite in Sydney may well be a place called Shell House. And it's located in Wynyard, and right next to Wynyard Station, actually. And it's actually now home to four super glam venues. This really is Sydney glam style. You could make a night of this place with all these venues. But the one place I really love there, it's called Menzies Bar. They operate an ace happy hour. Their $10 mini martinis and lobster rolls, they hooked me right in.
Oh.
And another great new haunt, Jack, which is very much to your liking, I am sure, is this underground Martin Place bar, and it's called Centro 86. It's a dedicated tequila bar, and it's dressed up like a Mexican cantina. They do the most lavish array of margaritas and tequila-based concoctions. The best of all, the free spiced popcorn on arrival. Very nice touch.
Oh, how good. Hey, thank you, Mike.
For more from Saturday Morning with Jack Tame, listen live to News Talk ZB from 9 a.m. Saturday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.